Fred Film Radio.
Joining us at this time is Bastian Meresson, programmer of the Black Movie International Independent Film Festival in Geneva, Switzerland, to tell us all we need to know about this year's edition. Bastian, welcome to the Big Fred Tuesday.
Hello, thank you for inviting us.
Oh, it's a real pleasure, you know. And in fact, it has been about a year since we talked about the Black Movie International Independent Film Festival. So would you be able, first off, to get us started, to refresh our listeners' memories, can you tell us a bit about the festival's history and its mission statement? A little bit of an overview, I guess.
An overview. Actually, we are celebrating our 23rd edition this year. It's a film festival which had been created back in 1991, and it was all about African movies and cultures. That's why the mysterious name of Black Movie Film Festival. And then there were some changes made in the management back in 1998, where the three female directors decided to open up to the so-called three southern continents, South America, Asia, and still Africa. And they decided to, keep the name of Black Film Festival, Black Movie Film Festival, because everybody is asking why Black Movie? Is it about Africa? Is it about some police movies or murder mystery movies? No, it's so much more than that, actually. But, that's why we kept the name.
It became a more multicultural affair then, I guess.
It was. Actually, up until 98, it was a multidisciplinary event all around African cultures. And since 98, it's mainly focused about cinema. Actually, let's say more art house movies, even that doesn't define anything, but a quite independent spirits, caring about independent movies, opening to discussions and debates and trying to, get interested within other cultures of the three southern continents.
And so, in your opinion, what makes Geneva the perfect setting for a festival like this?
Yeah, of course. Actually, Geneva is characterized by its multiculturalism. Actually, so many different cultures and people of all nations living peacefully together, all kind of religions. So actually, yes, I personally think that this film festival, it's also a reflect of the city of Geneva.
So this year's edition will take place, and correct me if I'm wrong, from the 21st to the 30th of January, right?
Yes,
and
correct.
I understand it will be a hybrid edition. Is that true? How will it work?
This is true. Since we have some kind of pandemic still running around the world, we had to adapt. And if you remember well, last year we had to cancel the live version of the film festival and went fully online. And this year, we still don't know what will be the sanitary measures and conditions and decisions. So that's why we decided to go for a hybrid version. This means actually we are still leaping forward for a fully presential version, meaning all movies being shown in theaters, many guests, a whole team introducing the movies. And then the so-called hybrid version, the second part, is most part of the movies, and mainly the film features, long versions, will be also online and open for all people in Switzerland. And one of the main characteristics of the Black Movie Film Festival is that, contrary to other film festivals, we do not open up the screenings of the movies being shown online during the whole time of the film festival. Actually, we try to keep the quintessence and only screen the movies at the same time of their screenings in theaters. So you actually have to follow the schedule of the film festival and be ready. to do some sacrifices sometimes because we are showing several movies at the same time, but then make your option decision to watch that movie at the day of the hour when it will be screened live also.
I'm presuming the best way to kind of be sure to check out the right schedule for the right screenings is to go on the website, right? What's the name of the website so that the listeners know exactly where to go?
Well, it's named like the festival. It's the Black Movie All Attached .ch, like Switzerland. Uh-huh. And there we'll be able to find the schedule and also all links to the online screenings.
Excellent. So as mentioned in a press statement, there will be about 89 films shown over the course of 10 days, including 50 features and 39 short films. Before we start mentioning a few titles, though, we talked about the history of the festival, but how is it structured nowadays? What are its different competitions, its strands and sections, you know, all those things that make up the program and the structure of the program?
Yes, you are totally correct. It's 89 films, including 50 feature films and 39 short films from 48 different countries, including 70 Swiss premieres. And we are quite proud also to have this year a lot of movies made by women directors, actually 21 features and 27 short films. That was quite a joy to see that there are so many female directors outside which are doing a tremendous work. Of course, to try to help you browse through all those multiple choices, We prepared 9 different sections. Might it be something like To Be Followed? Those are movies made by film directors. We already showed some other films in the previous years, or we think they are very interesting to be followed in the next years. We have something called Mothers and Daughters, which is a very general topic, but those are movies mainly focused on, well, mothers and their daughters, especially in patriarchal societies, and how they're struggling, assuming themselves, fighting their way through their societies. A section like Music is Back, which is a wonderful compilation of 7 documentaries around music, and so on and so on, actually. And of course, movies also for smaller generation, but it's always focused for all audiences with the little black movie. So that's the thing. And we have some competitions with mainly 4 awards, actually, which will be handed over to some of the movies in competition.
It's now time for a trickier question because of the sheer volume of this year's offering. But are there any titles that you feel stand out from this year's program?
Okay, that's the tricky question. That's always the very awful question to reply to, because I mean, there are so many, many beautiful movies, and actually all of them are very close to the programmer's hearts. And then we never know whom we are targeting by replying to that question, actually, because there, fortunately, the audiences have still so many different tastes. They are not all McDonald's and Starbucks minded, so that's the beauty of the film festival. But okay, here I go. Maybe within the major titles, there's a Memoria by Apichatpong Weerasethakul, the Thailand director. This is a major title which went already quite a lot around the film festivals of last year and has been released in some countries in the world, like in France lately. But it's a Swiss premiere, and I think either you love or hate Apichatpong, every new title is curiosity and a real cinematographic experience, and it really blew our minds once again. You just have to watch it, well, online if you don't have the choice, or otherwise in the theater room, of course. And then we have other rather well-known directors like Korean director Hong Sang-soo. We are showing his two latest, actually, he shot within 1 year, but which are really, really different. Introduction and So Close to Your Face, which are the same as usual, but still very, very different. And not only because one is in black and white and the other one in color, actually. And then we have many, many first-time directors, actually. So this is quite particular this year also, and I think there are some really major titles to discover there. Something like the Indian movie Pebbles by P.S. Venkatraj, which is just amazing and blow-minding. But, well, there are too many movies. I cannot quote all titles. Just make up your own mind, roll through all the catalog, and yes, choose the best for you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is a tricky question, but gives an idea, actually, of just the quality of the program of this year's edition of the festival. Speaking of which, you kind of mentioned it earlier, but I want to go back to it. Something that you touched on anyways. Will there be any guests, Q&As, panel discussions, anything like that for the audience to interact with people, not just the movies?
Yes, definitely. Well, up until now, we have still 13 confirmed guests from all around the world, which should join us and travel through all the difficulties to get up until Geneva. But yes, they're coming from Tunisia, Bulgaria, Gabon, Japan, Argentina. This also you can check on our website to see who will be present, and especially for the Q&A. And I think it's a real added value, actually, to meet all those directors. And there's no VIP red carpet thing in Black Movie. Actually, all our audiences can approach all our guests and talk and debate with them. And many of the titles are actually quite engaging and opening to discussion. So that should be great. And one thing I would like to mention for all people who would only go online, actually, for some added value also for our online hybrid version, we recorded already around 20 or 30 Q&A sessions with some directors we knew they could not join us, actually, and we will put that online also for all audiences as a compliment, addition to the movie they saw in the theater, or for all the people who are watching them on online. So we did some really, really, really great Q&As, yes.
That's wonderful. Let me remind our listeners that this year's Black Movie International Independent Film Festival will take place from the 21st to the 30th of January. Bastian, thank you very much for joining us. I want to ask you one question to kind of end our little chat. It's a rather broad question, but feel free to answer and share your thoughts in any way you like. The pandemic has obviously had a huge impact on cinema, filmmaking, and theatrical exhibition. Do you think it will have a long-term impact on the future of cinema? And if so, what does that future look like for you?
Actually, I'm involved in a dozen of film festivals, so I see all the struggles and the problems rising. Not all film festivals can actually do hybrid or fully online versions, so they have been cancelled for at least 1 year, and for some for 2 years in a row, which is very harsh. Then I think Black Movie quite adapted to the situation, and we were really surprised of the tremendous success of last year's online edition. We had so many viewers, actually, and we learned a lot from that, actually. That's why we targeted also the hybrid version to continue as long as the pandemic conditions are going on. But I think it's also created some new things for film festivals, such as the Q&A sessions we are recording now. I think we will keep that for following years, because this is really valuable stuff. We will never be able to invite all the guests, but we will be able to, well, record some sessions. And once again, I think those answers by the directors are great value added to the movies, especially the more experimental movies we might be showing during the film festivals. And the very last thing is, my only fear is actually about who will come back to the film festival. Because obviously we can see that still numbers in general film festivals are declining because many people are too afraid to come back to the theaters, and I'm thinking especially about older people. And what I could see in the past month is that the younger generations, they came back into the theaters. They wanted to communicate. They wanted to watch movies again in theaters. They wanted to get drunk before or after the screenings, to talk in communities. But the elderly, they did not come back yet because they are afraid, and because they discovered that watching movies at home is not that difficult anymore with all the streaming platforms. Young people discovered that before, but they come back to theaters because of community feeling. Elderlies, they are getting to the streaming platforms, and I see a lot of restrictions and limitations within the streaming platforms, be it because there are no Q&As, be it because, well, there are many movies lacking on streaming platforms, especially movies we are showing in Geneva, which are politically engaged opening discussions, questioning. And some people like Amazon or Netflix, they are not that far. They don't want to get in trouble or opening discussions or showing a documentary about Trump while he's still a president and talk about what he's doing. And I'm quoting Trump, but it could be so many other leaders worldwide speaking. So this is a main fear, actually, the impact on film festival on the long term. So on the good side, I think there will be a very interesting evolution about film festivals being hybrid versions with really added value. But on the other hand, I'm really fearing about all the people who are not coming back to us, who are not discussing, debating between them, opening up, opening their minds all together. So the collective, actually. Very long answer. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. Very good. Food for thought right there. So, Bastian, thank you very much for joining us. It has been an absolute pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thank you. And thank all the followers and listeners. And happy New Year to all of you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.